20 years in Portland. They have an event calendars as well. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy, located at 668 North Russell Street, serving vegetarian, vegan, and meat tamales. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and coming up at 11:30 this morning is Art Focus. Art Focus highlights the 36th annual ceramic showcase featuring the work of over 150 local artists. And coming up now at 11 on stage and studio, guest host Jenna Yokoyama features Milagro Theater's production of Watsonville, Someplace Not Here, a play about the women of a 1980s cannery strike in California. Stage and Studio has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from PD Expendables Stage and Studio Supplies. PD Expendables sells and rents to film and theater productions, from gel and globes to paint and lights. They can be reached at 503-887-5880 or their online store at pdexpendables.com.
Welcome to Stage and Studio. I'm Jenna Yokoyama, filling in for Dime Roberts during this membership drive edition of Stage and Studio. We have tickets available as thank you gifts for your membership if you are able to give us a call right now. We'll give out that number 877-500-5266. Today we're featuring Milagro Theater's last play of the season, Watsonville, Someplace Not Here by Sherry Moraga. It's about women in a 1985 to 1987 cannery strike in California. We have tickets to that show available for your membership as well as to Portland Center Stages. And so we walked a family four-pack of tickets to Northwest Children's Theater's Peter Pan and to the Fuse Ensemble's production of Cabaret. To get an early jump start on those tickets, again, give us a call at 877-500-5266. But in the meantime, with me in KBOO Studios are director Elizabeth Huffman and actor Bunny Rivera from Watsonville, Someplace Not Here. Welcome to Stage and Studio, both of you.
Hello.
Hey.
So, Elizabeth, the playwright Sherry Moraga stated that the play is based, quote, loosely on three actual events that took place in Watsonville, a central California coastal farm worker town. Not only was there a strike in 1985 to 1987, but there was also an earthquake, a very large earthquake, 7.1 on the Richter scale, and a vision of the Lady of Guadalupe in the Pinto Lake County Park. Can you tell us more about the stories that inspired this play?
Well, you just did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all three of those events were what drove her to kind of combine the three and condense them into three incidents that happened in the world of this play. In fact, they happened several years apart from each other. But this play is also connected to her earlier play, Heroes and Saints, which is, this is kind of a sequel to that. So she took some of the characters from that play, including the one that Bunny is playing, and she makes this these events from their experience, from their perspective, as it were. And so she plays, she roots it in the very real facts of especially the strike, and then uses the other two events to affect all of the characters in the play.
I see. So can we talk a little bit about this, the cannery strike that's at the center of this story? This was a woman-led and Chicana-led cannery strike. Can you give us a little history about the actual history of this?
Well, it was a woman-led strike. However, everybody eventually in the cannery went on strike, including the men. And primarily, however, it was the women who were doing some of the more packing on the assembly line, whose wages were being cut, whose benefits were being taken away from them. And their families depended on them, their income for survival. And as they were reduced down to virtually enslaved labor, they had no choice. And it took an enormous amount of courage for them to go on strike. I don't think any of them had an idea that it would take 2 years for a resolution. And the resolution was not what they particularly wanted, but they had drained the resources of their union. They had banded together as a community and survived a very, very difficult time with very little money and resources.
It's amazing to me that they were able to continue this strike for these like 18 months intensely, and but you know that it had followed before by so much grief and for so many people trying to get the attention of, hey, we would like to not have a strike. It's an absolutely fascinating story. If you can do some Googling, if people are wanting to learn more before they go see this play, to because I was not aware of the strike, so I've really learned quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us, how does the play itself cover different perspectives of the strike through the different characters?
Well, the central character, I think, is Dolores, who Bunny plays, and her visions. She becomes the person who has the visions of the Guadalupe. And I think that there's also a love story in the play, which adds another element to this kind of we interweaving themes. And I think we get to know more about these a particular group of women who are friends, who stick together through this experience, learn from each other, gain strength from each other. And they use, I think Bunny in particular has a need for the faith that she has to ride through these difficulties. In fact, I think all of them find a spirituality of some sort or a faith that keeps them together and allows them to continue. And so that's where these the lady comes in and her inspiration to them to continue.
Yeah, Bunny, could you talk about your character a bit? Who is she, and what inspiration have you found through her?
Well, having had a long relationship with Dolores, having done Heroes and Saints 24 years ago with my daughter, who is also in this play, in the sequel, she's a very driven, faithful woman. And in this play, it's not necessarily to me that her faith is being questioned, but there are spiritual elements that are coming in to get place, because bad things happened in Heroes and Saints. She lost two kids in that play. And they're mentioned in this play, but she's carrying the weight of that into this Watsonville and this new strike, this new challenge. And she brought, you know, there are people from her past that are here that she had past relationships with that are now changing relationships. Mm. So, she's still very driven. And, it's, you know, at some points, it's almost like it's too much of a burden for her, but she hangs on with strength. I love that about this woman.
And just what an opportunity as an actor to be able to continue the story, to explore the character more. I can't imagine, as an actor, I would love that opportunity.
I happened to be here when they were talking about this play, and I said, raise my hand, you know, I want it, yeah. And apparently that's what they were thinking of as well. Mm-hmm. So they also called my daughter, because her character kind of embodies the character that she played in the original play, even though that character dies. This new character that she is, I keep seeing my daughter in her. Mm-hmm. So it's so mysterious and so wonderful to me to be able to go back because Heroes and Saints was one of my favorite roles to play. Especially, you know, it's always nice when you have family members involved as well. But to be able to act with my daughter, revisit those beloved roles is this is the thing of my year. Mm. You know, right now.
24 years later, it's
24 amazing. Years later. She was 14 years old. Guess her age now. I mean, I already gave it away. Sorry, Rose.
Well, you're listening to Stage and Studio, and I'm Jenna Yokoyama. My guests are director Elizabeth Huffman and actor Bunny Rivera from Watsonville, Someplace Not Here. We have tickets available for Milagro Theater's show for a $70 membership because we are in the middle of our spring membership drive here at KBOO, as well as tickets for the Portland Center Stage's nearly sold-out show, And So They Walked by Delana Studi, and Northwest Children's Theater's Peter Pan and Fuse Theater Ensemble's production of Cabaret. And so let's go check in with Membership Central over there. I think we, do we still have Janka and Ray over there?
We do indeed. We do indeed, Jenna, and you're doing a wonderful job pinch hitting for the really pinch hitting for the estimable DeMay Robertson. Thank you for doing that. Folks, you're listening to KBOO's Spring Drive here. I'm with Janka, and we're asking you to take this opportunity and show your support and give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm online and click on that donate button. You know, of the 7,500 hours of locally produced programming a year that comes from your KBOO volunteers, over 500 hours are arts and culture, just like Stage and Studio. So this is your opportunity to not only show your support, but actually score some great tickets. And I'm going to give you a couple of them here, and then Jenka will give you the rest. But certainly, for a $90 membership pair, for $90 membership, you can get a pair of tickets to Portland Center Stage and so We Walked. Or for a $60 membership, which is just $5 a week, you can get to the Fuse Theater Ensemble presentation of Cabaret. Janka, what do you think of those options?
I think it's great. This is Ticket Tuesday here at KBOO, and these are limited quantities that we have. So give your call in now in order to get in on this offer. See a nice show, bring a loved one to a show, and support your community radio in the process. This is listener-supported radio. This is a member-driven station. That means that we need your support in order to add up our budget and to support this station. This is the way that the station is funded, is from all of us coming together, putting that pool of money together and making radio. So do it right now during Stage and Studio. Show your support for arts and culture programming. Get yourself tickets to the Milagro Theater Show, to the Northwest Children's Theater production of Peter Pan. That is a $75 membership. We'll get you a family pack of four tickets to see Peter Pan that runs through May 20th. We have other tickets available as well. You can call, ask the volunteer that answers for more information, and give your membership to KBOO. Support your community radio station. 877-500-5266. We're going to go back to Jenna, and we want to hear those phones ringing and keep this unique and vital signal strong for 50 more years. 877-500-5266 is the number to call if you need to maybe pull over and remember that number for a couple of minutes. It's 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-KBOO. Call now and get yourself a pair of these tickets.
So this is Stage and Studio. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, filling in for DeMay Roberts today. And my guests are director Elizabeth Huffman and actor Bunny Rivera from Watsonville, Someplace Not Here by Sherry Moraga. The play focuses on women in a 1985 to 1987 cannery strike in California. It opens here in Portland on May 3rd and runs through May 26th at the Milagro Theater. You can find more information about it at milagro.org. So let's get back into talking more about the show. And how has the rehearsal process been? You know, I just learned a little before we went on air that, Elizabeth, you actually stepped into your role here as director at the last minute.
I did. I had literally just come home from directing another play of mine in Germany, and the night I came home, I had an email from Roy, can you please call me? We're in a bit of a situation, and they're family. You know, I've directed two other shows with them before, and it was kind of a nice way to come home because I was I had a very creative time in Europe and then came home thinking, what am I going to do? And when they offered me this to step in, they knew that I'm able to take on a big play. I had no idea just quite how big this was going to be when I said yes, but it was something that I was really interested in doing. From the minute I heard about this play in their season, it was the kind of play that was in my wheelhouse. Mm. Yeah.
So, but has it been enjoyable in the chaos of stepping in?
Actually, for the most part, it really, really has, and I think that's because of my actors. And they, I have worked with many of them before, so there was a familiarity from the get-go, and then everybody kind of pitched in and gave me lots and lots of insight, guidance as to where to get the information. I mean, it was a really team effort to pull this together, and it's a challenge to stage a big play like this in a small theater, really an extreme challenge. And the designers had to reshuffle their designs because I saw a way that I could do it that involved a different element to the production than they had originally planned. And they went for it, which was really, from every perspective, everybody kind of banded together and decided this is how we're going to support this and we're going to move forward with it. And I'm not saying it's not without bumps, because it's a big play, but for the most part, we've had a lot of fun, and we're coming down to a really difficult process of putting all of those technical elements together.
And then, Bunny, for you, what has it been like as an actor to sort of be thrown into this last-minute process, but still it's a character you're familiar with?
First of all, Elizabeth is brilliant.
No,
she's brilliant. She is the one person, I think, that could be successful at such a big play and to turn it into a wonderful production. It has been chaotic to me because I'm one of those people that has a way. I learn organically by doing and doing and doing. Well, we haven't had the chance to do that. So it's been a learning process for me, too. I've had to figure out another way to get it done. But I'm confident, that this is all coming together so well. It's beautiful, her vision, and it's also been wonderful to watch her grow with the play, because she didn't have it. She didn't have any time with it before. So she's growing with the play at the same time that we're growing with the play. We're all discovering something as we go through this process to put this wonderful story together. It's an exciting story.
And so have you discovered more about Dolores as you're kind of having to approach this in a way that maybe isn't
Absolutely.
Your usual approach? And plus you have your 24 years ago of approaching this character, and now it's kind of a refreshing thing. What have you discovered?
I'm a much different actor than I was 24 years ago. Mm. Having been in acting for 35 years plus, I learn along the way. And some of the choices that I made back then, I'm like, this is how she is now. She has those memories. We have a little bit of disagreement, Elizabeth and I, sometimes, because I'm going off of the culture that I grew up with. She goes off of the culture she grew up with how things are, how they are said, how they come across. And I see what she's talking about. And I just have to find that point where I can turn that way without losing the culture that I put into this character. So that's a real challenge, and it'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
I actually think that we're talking about the same thing. It's just a question of charting it. I can see the character through fresh eyes because I didn't know her before, and I see her where she is right now and what she's experienced. And thanks to Bunny and her bringing me up to speed and reading Heroes and Saints, I got another perspective on her journey. So we're just trying to blend those two things together to find this woman now in this challenging situation and how she responds to it.
Absolutely. I don't want to be stuck in the old way that she was, that I was 24 years ago. Mm. So it's a very interesting
opportunity
challenge.
To grow.
Oh, absolutely.
To see how did this character
And also grow with my daughter, I keep pointing to an empty chair because I wish she was here. But yes, with my daughter.
Who's wonderful.
Must just be such a journey for the both of you to be able to approach this again together.
I'm hoping that some of those audiences that saw Heroes and Saints back then have been faithful to the theater company and come and see these characters in a different time at a different level of personality and experience.
Just real quick before we go and take another break, I just want to know, what about this character Dolores inspires you?
Her strength and her faith and her ability to not break down after all of the tragedy that has happened to her. That's so inspiring to me.
Well, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Stage and Studio here on KBOO Community Radio, and we are in the middle of our spring membership drive. We have Janka and Ray over there in Membership Central to let us know what you can get as a thank you gift in terms of theater tickets. Let's thank all the wonderful theaters around here in Portland for helping us bring you some awesome thank you gifts. Janka, what's happening over there in Membership Central?
Yeah, well, we've got volunteers standing by here, and we've got some great coffee and some pastries. If anyone wants to stop by, this is a community effort here at KBOO. This is our spring membership drive. Our address here is 20 Southeast 8th, and you can come in and give your contribution, whatever amount you choose to give, whether it's $100, whether it's $500, whether it's $1,500, you help this radio station happen. The number to call, if you want to stop by, it's 20 Southeast 8th, but if you want to call, you want to just dial that number, 877-500-5266. We've been listening about Watsonville, someplace not here, at the Milagro Theater. With your $70 membership to KBOO, you can get a pair of tickets. That's $70 or more. You can get a pair of tickets. We just have four pairs of these tickets. So this show runs from May 3rd to 26th. It is set in Watsonville, California, a story of women's triumph based on a 1985 to 87 cannery strike and a Richter scale earthquake, a vision of the Virgen de Guadalupe. It is a drama and a fight against unfair wages, persecution based on citizenship status. This is a play to see. $70 membership to KBOO will get you that as a thank you gift, but we have just a limited number. So call right now, 877-500-5266 is the number, 877-500-KBOO. We've only got 8 minutes left, and we really need your support for this show. We have $750 to go, so we want to have your support in order to reach the goal in the next 8 minutes. So 10 of you calling at the $75 level a year will get us there, or maybe three of you giving $250 a year. We want to thank Ali renewing from Northeast Portland and Pamela renewing from Sandy. Thank you both so much. You can be next. 877-500-5266.
Janka, that's right. And, you know, we have Kevin and Don waiting for your call. This is their opportunity to talk to you and take your pledge here at KBOO. Show your commitment to our support of the local art and culture scene. Shows like Stage and Studio and Art Focus are produced locally and actively involving the cultural and artistic scene here in your city. So please call 877-500-5266, make that pledge, or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. Or if you're out and about on what is obviously turning out to be a spectacular April day here in Portland, you can look to your KBOO app on your phone. Just click on the app and hit the donate button there. Any of those ways will allow you to become a sustaining member. And we're recommending sustaining membership here at KBOO. Janka mentioned the tickets for Watsonville, Someplace Not Here. Another opportunity, if you have children, is the Northwest Children's Theater production of Peter Pan.
Or if you're an adult that's never grown up.
Well, that's
yourself,
true.
And you might want to see Peter Pan.
And there's probably a number of us here who would fit that bill, eh, Janka?
Uh-huh.
So, but either case, you and three of your children, or two of your children and some young at heart adults, can get a family pack of four tickets set for a $75 annual membership, which is, when you think about it, that means that you're getting your membership for nothing. You're basically getting your membership for nothing, because the tickets are certainly worth that. So please call us at 877-500-5266. In fact, do it now, please. 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm and click on that donate button and show your support for KBOO's continued focus on the local art scene.
And we're back here at Stage and Studio. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, and I'm filling in for DMA Roberts this week. And we are talking to Elizabeth Huffman and Bunny Rivera about their show Watsonville, which is at the Milagro Theater starting at May 3rd through May 26th, about the cannery strike in Watsonville there in 1985 to 1987. And we just got a few minutes left here on Stage and Studio. So do you have any sort of final thoughts about the play? Like, what are you really looking forward to as you're in your kind of last couple weeks here of rehearsal? What are your thoughts leading up to the premiere here?
Oh, that we have a wonderful opening, for one, of course. But I really want the audience to feel the story. I really want to get there so that, especially if they've seen Heroes and Saints, if they're longtime Milagro, you know, audience members, and they've seen it, I would love people to experience the journey that I'm taking with my character and with the rest of the characters.
And what about you, Elizabeth, sort of as you're...
I think I want to... I want to emphasize the timeliness of this particular story. Mm. In fact, the kind of scary timeliness of this story, that these issues surrounding immigration, surrounding the abuse of workers from corporate America, and the fact that this particular cultural group is still being targeted in many forms of racism, I think that we will look at this play about the bigger picture, and that we're able to come in and really experience a moment in time that has continued.
You know, as you were pointing out earlier in the interview, you know, this strike took place from 1985 to 1987 over these 18 months, but the final result was not, they didn't get all their demands mm-hmm. met, you know, and their demands being, you know, reasonable wages and reasonable work environments, you know, and to just have human rights. And yet they still weren't able to meet those. And it really is such a telling thing about how people can really put their bodies on the line and still the struggle continues. And so why the story continues to be told.
Right. I mean, I also think that it answers to the divisions in our country mm-hmm. about what is right and what is wrong, about how we deal with immigration and the various cultures that mm-hmm. make up America, and embracing them rather than discriminating against them.
Yes. And also it speaks to the corporatization mm-hmm. of those entities that are supposed to be taking care of that group of people. Having had experience with unions, often it seems like they're playing a game at the people's expense due to its greed, you know, its corporate, its favors, its all this stuff that has nothing to do with those people's benefits and their pay. And I think this play really speaks to that.
It's a way to humanize the story more, to help people understand. Help people understand that there's definitely a humanization factor that is stripped of people when it comes to corporatization, and definitely through the unions, or lack thereof. So today here on Stage and Studio, we have been speaking to Elizabeth Huffman and Bunny Rivera about Milagro Theater Presents Watsonville, Someplace Not Here by Sherry Moraga. All the shows are at Milagro Theater, which is located at 525 Southeast Stark Street here in Portland, Oregon, 97214, if you want to look that up on your map. And all May 3rd through May 26th, productions are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. And on Thursday, May 3rd at 7:30 p.m., there's a preview and wine tasting with Cooper's Hall prior to the performance. And then on Friday, May 4th at 7:30 p.m., on opening night and reception will be catered by Tortilla y Tienda. I'm sorry, my pronunciation, you guys can all correct me at this, y Tienda de Leon, following the performance. Tickets and more info are available at milagro.org, or you can give them a call at 503 936-7253. Elizabeth Huffman and Bunny Rivera, thank you very much for joining us on this membership edition of Stage and Studio here at KBOO Community Radio today.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Give some money to this station. They deserve it.
And also get those tickets so you can get more info and tickets for the show at Milagro Watsonville at milagro.org. And I have all that info and the podcast of this show at stageandstudio.org and at kbu.fm/stageandstudio. So that's it for Stage and Studio this week. Thank you, of course, to our engineer, and I'm Jenny Yokoyama filling in for D-May Roberts this week. And maybe, you know, give us a call, 877-500-5266 in this last minute of Stage and Studio. Again, thank you for tuning in.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Danny V debut EP release on Thursday, April 26th from 8:30 to 11 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza in Portland. Singer-songwriter and musician Danny V is throwing his debut EP release party. Also performing will be Salvatore Manalo and Kea on the Mountain. Again, that's the Danny V debut EP release on Thursday, April 26th from 8:30 to 11 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza, 3552 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I did it in my childhood, you know, kicking that dirt. At mile 17 to the evergreens, and damn sure do you look good, I'll tell you now.
You've been listening to Stage and Studio on KBOO Community Radio, and this is our spring membership drive. We still have a couple of tickets left to Watsonville, someplace not here at the Milagro Theater, for your $70 contribution to KBOO or more. That's a pair of tickets that you can get to see that show. Do call now and get in on that offer. This is your last chance to be in on the ticket offer for Stage and Studio. The number